So, Macy, we started to chat and we're like, wait, hold a minute. Let's crank the AC down.
Crank the AC down, press play.
Yes, we're getting hot up in
because
here.
Because it's about that time of the month.
So we think. Like, we're trying to sync. I'm like, I was the first. She was the 15th. Lindsay was early. I'm like, come
on. Now you're late because it's past the first. Good Lord. Why do we have it so hard?
Between the periods, the emotions, the like emotional roller coaster ride,
the hormones, we have to carry babies,
birth the babies, grow the babies.
I mean, we have it so hard, but I also feel like women in general, like, we're just strong enough to do it.
Yeah, because you
people always
be...
say that men could not do it.
No,
they couldn't.
No, but I am a sole believer that. We just said, like, the world does need men.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Yes. I just think starting this whole podcast, women are...
badasses.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Like, we just said, I was driving to work today, and I'm like, we have it so hard. I, like, want to bang my head on the steering wheel. I'm like, it's about my time of the month. Nothing fits me. I changed 3 times this morning. I'm not joking. My body, my biker shorts that I've been wearing rolls, like, roll and a roll. Like, I changed it. I'm like, I couldn't do it.
That is funny.
I'm swollen, like, big swolja.
I said, wait, she said swolja. Swolja. Like, she is like, a soldier, but she's a swollen
yes,
one.
Yes, a swolja. That is a word.
That's
the Urban
hilarious.
Dictionary it. I can't. It's hard out here.
I know.
In
but
the world.
It's just unbelievable how you can go from looking, like, fit as hell.
Yep.
And then 2 hours later, you're like, whoa, I'm 6 months pregnant.
And honestly, my spray tan's still on. So, like, getting a spray tan will not fix this part of my life right
that's
now.
Funny. Well, we just need to go double dose it. And
yeah.
Then, like, be right
the
back
tanner,
to you.
Like, just make me brown, brown, brown.
That is funny.
And maybe it'll hide.
Yeah, what a time to be alive.
It's crazy out there. But with that being said, me and Macy and our other sister-in-law, Leslie, just went and saw the Barbie movie. And
I loved it.
Absolutely loved it. I got good takeaways from it. I got a few that we'll talk about. Like, the graphics to me were kind of weird.
Yeah. Like,
I think they tried too hard
to be Barbie-like.
You went to the bathroom for, like, the scene at the end that...
with the singing, because I didn't care about it.
Yes, but you know how it started.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was just, like, the graphics were weird to me. So... that's, like, one of the only bad takeaways
I got.
Well,
and we both kind of said we wish we wouldn't have even, like, known anybody's opinion before we went to see it. Because I felt like sometimes I'm like, wait, I'm looking for all the stuff that people said.
Yes, and you can't even find it because I feel like people dig so too deep.
It was almost, the people that were saying it was almost too surface-like where I feel like the whole movie had way deeper meaning.
Yes, absolutely.
So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I loved it.
A lot of takeaways.
I think each, so this podcast, what I guess I was going to go into was like dealing with men in general. I honestly had written this down before we even saw the Barbie movie, but I feel like the Barbie movie kind of like tied everything together.
Yeah.
But dealing with men, single, dealing with your husband, dealing with your husband then having kids.
Yeah.
Like there is just so many ways to go into this whole thing then with the Barbie movie with like just showing how much a woman actually has it hard to do but then dealing with the men with everything tied together so starting off I have dealing with men in general like I have breakups just hard like think about your college or your whatever breakup like I had to break up and not speak to them ever
and
again.
I struggled. Like that created problems for me because I could not cut it off to be like, wait, so we just dated for 5.5 years and we're not talking again?
Yeah.
Like, bye?
Yeah.
I
had to. Because men are so fucking change your brain up.
Well, yes. And I got to the point that I did have to do that, but I couldn't understand the middle ground. And I think I talked about it on another podcast, but like we had a dog and we literally tried to act like we were going to split custody.
Yeah.
That's not, that
ain't going to work.
So that was really stupid. So I did hit a point where you had to cold turkey it just because they get so in your head.
Yes.
And I wouldn't even say it's manipulation, but because we're females with the emotions, it just plays with your emotions and like you feel sorry for them. But I'm like, that's not even love. You legit feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
So like be done with it.
Yeah. I know.
So yeah, you
breakups are hard. I think going off of a breakup, you need to like stick with your friend groups and do you and be you, and that's really hard to do because obviously you're so hung up. But I'm like, when I just cut it off cold turkey and just focused on myself,
yeah,
that was so much easier.
Yeah, it's like a good time to be super, super selfish.
Yes,
and really just give yourself the time.
Yeah, give yourself the love and quiet. Just stay quiet for a little while, like we talked about before.
Yeah.
And then, or be doing yourself, but I also feel like you can also show that on social media in certain ways, yeah, too.
Which, you know, like in today's world, you're like, oh my gosh, this person is trying hard to show they give zero, but you know that, like, they're still hung up or upset or something, but it still is just, to me, it shows the effort that like she is really trying to push forward.
Yep.
And I feel like we don't see it as much anymore in our age because so many people are married or now, if anything, you hear people getting divorced.
Yep.
But when you think back to college breakups and that whole world, it's just funny because you're like, oh yeah, there's no trace of any guy for 2 years on her Instagram. So she stayed up all night deleting all of the posts.
Yes. So true.
Which I feel like that's another question of debate too. Like, do you break up and delete?
Right.
Or do you leave it?
I've seen different stuff before, like recent, like of younger people that I know. I'm like, oh yeah, they deleted everything. Or I'm like, oh no, they didn't. They kept everything.
Right.
So I feel like it's just personality.
It's probably more, I don't know what is the going trend for today's breakups, but for me, I think I deleted some recent stuff like after the breakup, but then some I'm like, A, this takes too much time.
Yes.
B, like, you don't hate the person.
No.
Like, you still made memories and stuff together.
It's almost like you just want to delete where people are like, oh, are they still together? Oh,
yeah. So like I'll leave Christmas of 2008 up.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
Yeah, especially a family pic.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. But so going off that, I feel like when you do you and you show you doing you, men actually love it. And not even your ex, but like new men or new guys that start to see your stuff, they're like, I feel like men love independent women.
Yeah, and I do think, like, because I'm also thinking about my mom, kind of, independent women can be intimidating.
Yeah, right.
But I think that just, like, the way the world is now, like, to me, showing that you can support yourself is, like, an attractive thing.
I think it's always kind of been.
But that's always, too, like, a struggle for me and Jacob. He's like, you can ask me for help.
Right.
Like, you don't have to be the she-man.
Right. But I think if y'all weren't together, he would be attracted by your independentness.
Well, correct.
And then when you got together.
I knew that he was.
Right.
But, like, when you're a partnership, he's like, you want to know that you're wanted.
Yes, I agree with
that. He's like, you literally climbed up the shed to get the ice chest down. And I'm like, yes. He's like, why didn't you ask?
Right.
You know? But it's like, because I know I'm capable.
Yeah, exactly. And I think in general, they do love that, but they want to be loved and they want the help too.
Yes.
And I definitely, we can, so that can go into the next thing, husbands.
Right.
Like, now when you get married and you have your husband before kids, I feel like, it's the honeymoon phase. Everything's so exciting. And so you really want to make sure that you're going back and forth between, like, showing you, giving them little things.
I feel like it's almost doing what you still did dating, even though you're married now.
Yes, right.
So it's like not letting the spark die with the little things that you did.
Exactly.
And that's really easy to say and do when you don't have kids.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was like, what was life before kids?
Right.
Like, we would get
home. And y'all
home.
Kind of like fast tracked.
Yeah, and but I will say with the, when we get, like, we don't really talk during the day, so, like, when we get home, we would talk to each other,
Like,
now with kids, it's just like, wow, we don't even
we
speak in the bedroom, like, when we actually go to bed at 8
a.m. And at that
point,
I mean, Jacob's usually looking at me like, okay, Chihuahua, are you done?
Right,
you know?
So it's wild, but with that, communication is absolutely key. I mean, everybody says this.
And I do feel like you can get away with communication. Like, even though you think it's good, it can still be not that good because you have more time to talk.
Yeah.
Like, you're not fighting like you are now.
Right.
So, communication being important.
Yep.
You can think it's good, and then you realize how bad it maybe is once you have kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But with that, I feel like men in general, they, like we said, they're not really emotional. They're kind of more surface level. So yeah. sometimes I don't think they understand what we mean.
No.
By like love language or anything like that. And I think that starting that base before kids is so solid, even though you think it might be silly because it's like right. you're still fresh and right. in love and all this stuff. But I feel like, because now, like, I feel like I didn't learn Maddie's, like,
love language.
Not love language, but the things he likes on a random day. Like, right. a Monster energy right. drink. Like, if I just showed up and gave him that in the little things.
Right.
I'm like, dang, I feel like I just learned that this year.
Right.
Right. So, if I would have known that before and just started doing that every now and then, right. I feel like it would have helped. Not helped. Yeah. Our relationship is fine. But it would be cool to show them a little bit more right. before the kids came along.
Correct.
When your kids come along, you're like, shit show.
Yes.
I don't even have time for my husband.
I fold your boxers.
Yeah. So now I feel like grabbing little goodies and right. stuff like that shows them a little bit that we care about them.
Right. And I feel like in Jacob's little, what he appreciates, like even just saying thank you. Like,
yeah.
thanks for taking care of all the things behind yeah. the scenes that, like, I think about and know that he does. But say if it goes unspoken.
Yep. Absolutely.
The assumption is like, well, you don't even realize that I literally paid this, 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 and this.
Yep.
You got the insurance that floats in the air that you pay for all the time. You know, like little yeah. things you don't think about. Flood insurance. Da, da, da.
Absolutely.
It goes
sure.
on and on.
Taking out the trash.
Literally.
I literally will not do that.
Oh, see, I will.
I know you will.
Or pick the trash up.
I'm like, no.
I even love to cut the grass. And you are
yes,
like, absolutely
you do.
Not.
I know. So that's a more like, I thank Maddie all the time for that.
Because right.
I'm like, I will not do it. So,
right.
thank you for
and
doing it.
And I think
it.
they have a sense of, like, accomplishment with being the manly, like,
yeah.
outdoor stuff.
And I think that's great. But also, picking your battles, for sure, I feel like is the last little, dabber on that. When you're, before you have kids, I feel like me and Maddie got more arguments before kids, which is usually not
so. You think
so.
The opposite?
Yeah.
Do you think because you had more, like, opportunity to pick, to nitpick?
Yes, to nitpick stuff. Yep. And I nitpicked things that literally don't matter.
Right.
So, yes, now with kids, I'm like, oh, my gosh, why
Who
did
cares?
I even get too mad about that?
Right.
So, picking your battles to start in the beginning.
Right.
Because I'm like, no.
See, and we, like, we've talked, like, don't really argue.
Yeah.
Because I don't say nothing.
Right.
Because
yeah,
I could, literally, you and Jacob, somebody would already be dead by now
yeah.
if y'all were together.
Yeah.
I just don't care. I do.
Yeah.
I do care.
You pick your battles a
yes.
lot. Yeah.
Like
you're like, that is not worth my little breath.
Correct. Like, and because guys are so surface,
yeah.
I'm like, why even say something over something that he said it and like he's already over it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But the female can't help but to latch on to it,
yep.
attach emotion to it,
yep.
get aggravated about it, rolling into breakfast the next morning. Like we are going to linger.
Yes. Like literally not look at him the next morning.
Yeah. So
not
if I don't say
his laundry.
Nothing,
I've done that before.
No. I'm like, Lindsay, that took way more effort to fold around his shit than to just fold it.
That was before kids. Like that was like the shit I used to do. I'm like, why?
That was the jokes on you. I'm sorry.
Oh man. So now going into having husbands with kids. Kind of like we said, still going from the, you know, honeymoon phase, keeping that lingering with kids, telling them that you appreciate them, acknowledging
right.
them.
Right.
That they are.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, helping them and them. Oh, acknowledging them helping.
Yes.
With the trash. Or
yes.
That's what I had said. That's where my mind was going with that. So, I feel like sometimes we feel like we do so much. Like, oh my gosh, we do this, this,
yeah.
this, this, this. And then I feel like a lot of couples in general with kids, they argue about, well, you know, the mom does this, 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 this. And the dad's like, well, I do this, 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 this.
Right.
And it doesn't compare.
No.
It's like you.
It is two types of work.
Yes.
Like,
absolutely.
If you think that your wife is living the dream of being a stay-at-home mom.
Yes.
That is not my dream.
No.
Ever.
No.
But that is, to me, harder than going to a corporate 8-to-4 job.
Yes, 100%.
Because
and even when we work and then go home and do the laundry, the food, it's exhausting.
Yes.
And, yes, they have their exhausting jobs, but I feel like when I communicate to my husband that if you would just, like, say thank you or appreciate the stuff, the little stuff that I do too, then it goes so good together.
Yes.
Because he doesn't have to praise me. He doesn't have to be like, oh my gosh.
And a lot of the times I don't even think they understand the commotion that goes into getting out the house.
Yeah.
Or like, we just showed up at this event, but it took me X amount of tries to get this kid dressed. Then he peed in his outfit. Then he forgot this. Then he turned around for this. Then they needed a cup. Then they dropped this. Then you're preparing for the change of clothes after that. Then what if we sleep there? What if they need that? Yes. Like, it is so much of a multitasking situation.
Yes.
So the exhaustion that's in your brain, you can't grasp it.
No. And like, so I had this example because it just happened the other day, but Maddie was like, we were talking about, we were going on vacation. We were going to Bay St. Louis. And I'm like, I forgot the main important thing, wipes. I'm like, why do I not even have them in my car?
Right.
And I'm like mad at myself, but of course he's going to pick me apart. Like,
right.
You forgot the main ingredient. And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, there's Walmart down the street.
Yeah.
So I ain't worried about it. Right. I'll go get the wipes. But secondly, I'm like, you pack his bag next time. And he's like, well, I will. And I'm like, you will. You will.
And then you're going to have like the backup bag ready for whenever we decide and see all the stuff.
Yes. And I know people go through this shit just like I go through.
Yes.
But I was dying laughing. I'm like, yeah, you pack his bag.
Right.
Pack it.
You're going to come back with the outfit that's for a 12-year-old. Like, it was in his drawer.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, just because it's in his drawer doesn't mean it fits. You got to look at it.
I'm dying. And then somebody was like, yeah, the go-to line that she always tells her husband is like, I bet you don't even know what shoe size your kid's in right now. And he's like, I don't. So, like, I know the struggle is real. Like, it's so funny.
And that's, like, an across-the-board staple that I think any household can totally cut up about.
I know. Exactly.
But females, like, you take that role because you just take responsibility for your kid in a way that
it's
you're
a motherly
like,
thing.
I'm responsible for, it's a motherly just instinct.
Instinct, yes.
So it is funny, and I've always said to, like, with the balance of you get in your head sometimes just thinking, like, damn, I feel like I'm doing everything.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, he thinks that he's doing everything.
Yeah, yeah, true
you know?
That.
So I'm like, we're both doing a lot.
Yes.
So that is the happy medium of, like, it takes two to tango, and to make it go round, some may be more done behind the scenes and some is done more like
seen. Yep.
Wait,
spinning off of that, that was perfect. But I feel like men in general, and this spiraled off the Barbie movie, but I feel like men in general think that they need to go above, beyond, and beyond, and beyond.
Like for everything?
For us.
For
wives,
for women,
for... And I'm saying, like, this, I know this is men in general because I had the conversation with my cousin, too. It's, like, it's engraved in their bodies. They want to work. They want to be...
Provide.
Yes, provide. They want to be, like, the best of the best at their job and all that. And that is, like, so commensable. Like, I love that. But I am, like, I took this from the Barbie movie because Barbie said, like, you don't need to be the hot car Ken.
Yeah.
You don't need to be the most baddest house Ken.
Yeah.
Just be you.
Right.
And I'm like, I resonate so much with that because, yes, our husband's Maddie goes above and beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond for my family. And it is so appreciative. But sometimes I'm like, if you came home at 5 instead of 8 p.m.
Right.
It's okay.
Right.
Like, I literally thank you so much for your 8 to 4.
Right.
It was fine today.
Right.
We don't need that extra today.
Right.
It's okay.
Right.
So, I think, or like the car situation. We were just talking about this. I'm like, I want a Denali. I want a Range Rover. Like, whatever. And he's like, you can get it. And like, at the end of the day, I'm like, no.
Right.
I don't need that.
Right.
And thank you for being willing to, like, let me do that. And because he wants to be, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, we just got a badass car.
Yeah.
Even though he's not driving it, I'm driving it.
Right.
But it's so sweet. And, like, I've switched my mindset on, like, saying more of the appreciative things to that kind of stuff.
Right.
And being like, you don't need to go above and beyond and beyond and beyond. Like, sometimes the surface level stuff is amazing.
Right. Well, and it was cool to watch, because Jacob kind of went through a transformation mentally.
Yeah.
With work and family.
Yeah.
With no kids, that's what I'm going to say with communication. When I worked nights, we didn't really stress about each other because we just knew we had the weekend, or I had 3 days off coming up.
Like, you didn't have kids yet.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, time wasn't a stressor you worried about. Then you add kids, and you're just like, wait, now we do still need that time, but we need it without the kids. So now we need a sitter. Now we need, it takes more planning. But back then when I would work nights and sleep all day, he's like, yeah, I can work till 11 o'clock. It's just like, you're at work. It doesn't even matter what time I come home, because I wasn't coming home to you anyway.
Right.
So then we transition to the kids. You get used to the income and the hustle and the bustle. To start saying no is hard. I mean, I have trouble saying no just to extra things. And that's more of a
because you like to do it.
Yes. But for them to say no to something, it's like, that's a big no.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So transitioning to money is money.
Yep.
You'll always have the opportunity for it, but you will never have the opportunity to get back the time with your kids.
Yes.
So I commend, and I feel like Maddie's seen a transition with that too. With just, okay, we can say no to this and hand it off to the next person and go home to be in the yard with my kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's hard to do, but we've come a long way with that, because when that's not in your nature, you kind of have to just adjust to it at your own pace, I feel like.
Yes, absolutely.
Because let's say I was like, no, you're not going to do that. No, you're coming home, which I would never. But let's say, and then he's aggravated because he's like, I could have done this.
Yep.
And then he's not even in his
right
headspace.
And you don't even appreciate it.
Yeah. Go outside and play with your kid.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
So I feel like you have to let that happen on its own.
Yeah, for sure.
And then it is done out of an organic, I don't know, just good emotion.
Yeah. Or you can have the talk with him and communicate and be like, look, this is the quote I took, literally wrote it down from the Barbie movie. You can tell your husband, but you're doing great because you're you, and that's enough.
Yeah.
If you want to go work till 9 p.m., do you.
Right.
And I'll love you that day. But if you, it's also okay if you don't work and you come home and you just play with your kids or do whatever you want. If you want to cut the grass at home.
Right.
Just do you. And I think that's enough.
Right.
It settles a lot of debates.
For sure. And I think too, especially in our situation, you work hard to play hard.
Yes.
So obviously we'd love to go on vacation. We'd love to go do things. And without the hard work that's put in behind the scenes, that wouldn't be able to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm absolutely. We can't complain, and we're not complaining by any means, but you can't have your cookie and eat it too.
Yes. Yep.
So the grit has to go into making the cookie to get the cookie.
Yep.
But this made me laugh with husbands. It was a quote the other day. It was like, women just don't understand all. No, it said, here's what makes a marriage go round. The husband needs to do the laundry, do the dishes, clean the house, and the woman's just need to do the husband. Period. That was it.
Literally.
Just do them.
Right. Because they love that. God, Maddie, they always say that all the time. If y'all would just give us more. I'm like, geez, that's it? I'm like, is that really it? I honestly think it would be it.
100%. No doubts about it.
I just
they
can't.
Me home
speaking right now, I have BV. I'm like, I can't give you it right now. I can't. This is why it's so hard for us, too.
Fucking issues.
I'm like, you go down there and clean it. I don't know what else to do.
I'm dying.
Speaking of, that's so annoying. I know my period's about to start. My hormones are changing. My BB's up.
Yes.
What in the hell?
Yeah, you got a whole situation going on.
Okay, and I know it ain't just me. I know Renee Crochet be up in that shit, too. So, I'm dying.
Yeah, that's
it's so hard to be a damn woman.
I know, it's a lot. And it's so complicated. Nobody knows the answers to anything to solve anything with us.
So, with wrapping with the Barbie movie, too, what I got at the end, or not what I got at the end, well, I did. If you saw the scene that you walked out of, but it was I thought it was about to be this big woman empowerment movement. They the Kens start dancing or something.
Right.
That's when it got weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are they trying to do? The graphics are weird right here. But it was flashing pink and then blue and then pink and then blue. And what I took out of it
like merged.
Was it was merging yeah. like a
women-men
situation. I think it takes two to tango
yeah.
with women and men. I will not take the trash out. You have to do that. You don't have to do that. But no. the trash will sit inside with flies around.
Right. happen. Or she'll just throw on the patio.
So I believe, and I know you believe it too, that the world goes round with women and men.
Yes.
And I will not change your air condition outside.
Correct.
In the 100-degree heat right. on top of your roof.
Right.
Not for me.
Right.
You can't tell me not one woman wants to be doing that.
Right. And not saying that they can't. This is where I'm at.
Not saying that they can. Yes. Yep.
But
do you want to every day of your life?
No.
No.
But I think there are certain positions that a man, because they are emotionless.
Yes.
Or can take emotion out of things.
Yep.
Are better candidates for the job.
Yes.
Because they can literally, like, cut ties with thinking too deep into it like a woman would.
Yes.
So I am here for, which I feel like that era kind of, like, had died a little bit of the, I forget even what it was called. Just like women.
Woman empowerment.
Yeah. Like, I'm here for it, but I think some jobs are made for men.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the world would not go round if there wasn't men. I wrote it down. Like, I think women are such big risk takers.
Yeah. Do you? And yes, but it's like sometimes you need a man to be like, that is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
We are not doing that.
Because I don't know, like, I mean, I'm learning more about economy stuff, but like, I'd be like, screw it, let's do the small business, like,
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
Have no clue what I was getting myself into. Do I feel like I can learn? Yes, absolutely.
And that's what, whenever all of that was going down, I'm like, no doubt I feel like you could do that and be successful.
Yeah, exactly.
But with the way the world is right now, when you weigh out the pros and cons, I'm like, yeah, maybe that wasn't the smartest decision for you to make at that time.
Yes.
But if you, say, wouldn't have had the guidance of just, like, knowing the world at the moment.
And Maddie guiding yeah. me because I'm a risk taker and I would have just done it. And
right.
he is not. And he's just, like, more...
he's, like, facts. Here's
level-headed
the facts.
Yeah. And here's the facts. Yeah. And it crushed my heart all the time. Like,
right.
when I want to take a big risk and, like, somebody's like, that's not a good idea.
Right.
I'm like, no!
Right.
So I do think that, like...
But, and then you think about it, with any business that's successful, one person took
the risk. The risk, absolutely. So I think there needs to be risk takers.
Yeah.
And I think there need... But I think, in general, more women are risk takers than men.
Right.
Because we look at... We don't look at the... Men, it's like men look into things.
They're looking at, like, okay, this is 5 years down the road, and let's look, like, at the back end of what's happening now.
Yeah.
You can't go on vacation when you just want to drop and go.
Right.
You now have a whole school of 10 kids, and you're
yes.
working for your 11th girl. Like, you just...
It's like they get level-headed on, like, real stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Right.
And then...
You're paying X amount of thousands of dollars in rent.
You're right.
only profiting this amount of money. Like,
right.
it's all of the factors where you're like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, is it doable? Yes, obviously.
Right.
People do it. But I think, in general, women would be more of, like, they... Look at all the business owners we know.
I know.
All women.
I know.
They're all risk takers.
Right.
So, but I do think the men have... I think the world needs the men, too.
I agree. Wait, well, I know we're kind of getting to a point, but
who's building the buildings, too? Construction workers.
Right.
Mostly men.
Right.
And we need them. I ain't going to build a building.
No. So I thought the Barbie movie, somebody, it might have been Jacob that was like, yeah, I heard it was just kind of like hating on men the whole time. I said, no, I didn't get that by any means.
No.
I feel like it was women are ruling the Barbie world. Then they go to the real world. Ken sees that it is like the roles are reversed. He comes back, tries to make the Barbie world men. And then at the end, they realize it is a...
It takes two.
It takes two.
Yes. But I also, the patriarchy thing was like a big thing in the movie. And that was, it's almost like you, that was back then.
Right.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Times are just changing. Life
yes.
is changing. My Mimi, like, was like, no, every woman needs to be a stay-at-home mom and, like,
right.
raise their kids.
Right.
I think that's fine, but not to the extent of what it used to be.
Yes.
Patriarchy was a thing.
Right.
And... I think that the Barbie movie did it so good. They took that and changed it more into
what
it takes two.
Yeah, it's balance.
Like, women are up there just
yep.
as much as men are
yes.
up there now.
Yes.
Because we do all the behind the scenes
right.
that you don't get seen. And the man does the things that almost sometimes do get seen.
Right.
So
Well, it's and equal. I think it's just like kind of pushing that a woman can be that strong, powerful mom role mm-hmm. without being a stay-at-home mom and have her own worth of work, of work ethic, of like being her own brand. Like yeah. she can be her own brand and be a wife and be yep. a mom and wear all these roles and not just be the mom.
Yeah. The like, wife, the mom.
Yes, yeah. with no purpose. But kind of switching roles and just going into, because there was, to me, there were so many storylines going on in Barbie yes. of what you can think.
Yes.
So when you take away like the men, women thing and just kind of look at Barbie.
Yep.
Like that gave me the goosebumps and like the teary eyes so many times throughout the movie, because I'm like, this is for young girls watching it. I don't know if they could see the deeper meaning past like.
I don't think so either.
Because yep. we, I feel like us two literally laughed and nobody else.
I laughed the whole movie.
Like with the cellulite and they were like, yes! she's going to the real world to like the banner that
yes.
says.
Yes. Like, oh, yeah. Cellulite. We don't want cellulite. Yes.
And I was dying at that, and she's got like this one patch.
So wait, we laughed every time she would go to drink and nothing would come out. That was so funny to me.
Oh man, but I thought that was huge for girls to see if they could relate the message of, you know, even when she was kind of like transitioning into figuring out she wanted to be human.
Yeah.
She's like, but I don't look like I used to. Like, I have the cellulite, I have the wrinkles, I have just like she wasn't her stereotypical Barbie, whatever yeah. she was supposed to be. And that's okay. Like, yeah. I loved that so much to where she was still beautiful.
Yeah.
But she literally didn't even feel it.
I know.
And which it's like, you feel like that right now.
Yes.
Yep. You know? Like,
yep.
but nobody else that knows your frustration with like yep. your time of your month and all that stuff would look at you and think that. They nope. are still thinking what they thought before.
Yes.
Like,
yep.
So that was really huge for me, just in hoping that women watching it took away that message of
yeah.
everybody is perfectly imperfect. Yes. I did it the other day on an Instagram story and it was huge. It was like, no matter what you wake up and look at yourself today and think, you are perfectly imperfect the way you are.
Yes.
Like, if you are a thicker build of a girl, but you're working out and eating good and yep. you feel good in your skin, well, guess what? That's your perfect.
Yes, exactly.
That doesn't mean you're a 120 on the scale, nope. size zero perfect.
Right. Straight up. I want to get that quote out, because yes, if people please. Don't have the, if people don't see the Barbie movie, then this quote literally hits so hard.
Yes.
And everyone said at this moment, they pretty much cried.
Oh my gosh. And it's she so said good. More than what the quote.
Yes. And I'm about to read it all. So it's, she says, it's literally impossible to be a woman. You are so beautiful and so smart. It kills me that you don't think you're good enough. We always have to be extraordinary, but somehow we're always doing it wrong. You have to be thin, but not too thin. And you can never say you want to be thin. You have to say you want to be healthy, but you also have to be thin. You have to have money, but you can't ask for money because that's crap. You have to be a boss, but you can't be mean. You have to lead, but you can't squash other people's ideas. You're supposed to love being a mother, but don't talk about your kids all the damn time. You have to be a career woman, but you also have to be looking out for other people. You have to answer for men's bad behavior, which is insane, but if you point that out, you're accused of complaining. You're supposed to stay pretty for men, but not so pretty that you tempt them too much or that you threaten other women, because you're supposed to be part of the sisterhood. But always stand out and always be grateful, but never forget that the system's rigged. So find a way to acknowledge that, but also be grateful. You have to never get old, never be rude, never show off, never be selfish, never fall down, never fail, never show fear, never get out of line. It's too hard. I'm about to cry.
Oh, God. It still goes.
It's too extraordinary. No, it's too contradictory, and nobody gives you a medal or says thank you. And it turns out, in fact, that not only are you doing everything wrong, but everything is your fault. I'm so tired of watching myself and every single other woman tie herself into knots so that people will like us. And if all of that is true for a doll just representing women, I don't even know. Damn. Mic drop. End of podcast.
Our period might have just started, y'all. A teardrop just fell from my eyeball. And if she left,
the blood is coming out.
No, man, that is
it
so
It is so good. I know. Oh, my God.
Like, I don't know if I've ever read something that
so powerful
hit the nail straight on the head. Being yeah. a female is fucking hard. Yeah. Like, then you add the motherhood, then you add the marriage, then you add parenting, then you add being a friend. Like, it is hard. Nobody does it good.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell you, like, and that's the thing with me. I literally try to show that I am a shit show.
A human.
Yeah. Like, right. I do not have it together. Whatever it looks like on the outside, I try to show, at least behind the scenes, like, y'all, I literally eat lunch in my car. I have a hurricane that went off every day. I do evacuate it every night. But, like, I do not, I dysfunctionally have it together.
Right.
You know, and like,
I feel like what makes me sane is being more clean. And, like, I feel like I need to be put together to feel better.
No, and
so
to
it's
me,
almost like if I was a shit show, it would not work for me.
Right.
Because I would go crazy.
It's like I'm always trying to clean out my house to declutter. Just like less is more. I feel like my anxiety flares up when I've got stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, so I need my house, and that's called something. But for me, I need to look like I'm put together. So I will curl my hair in the morning and I will put makeup on because that gets me ready
to conquer
everything else. But it is hard. But I'll kind of close on this.
Yeah.
I think that we all need to give ourselves some grace and know you're doing a hell of a job.
Definitely.
But I can't speak on how many women and friends I've run into where I'm talking about, like, something that happened to me. I should show up my kids. I'm like, I literally, all I do is yell. Eli did this. Carson did this. They did this. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm glad to know my kids are not the only ones that act like that.
Right.
I'm glad to know that I'm not the only one that literally goes ape shit on my kids 5 times a day. I'm like, no, that is me all the time.
Right.
Other women, other moms, just like to know their feeling of not feeling worthy or not feeling enough for their kids is what every other person is doing.
Yes.
You
absolutely.
Know? Like, and if you look like you are the most calm and gentle mom, like, please, if you don't have an advice account.
I'm like, I feel like I'm pretty chill, but I get that from Maddie so much.
Yes.
He has taught me patience with kids, and I scream way more than him because I just feel like it's easy to
but
get your emotion out quick.
It's the same thing how you just sent me that thing. The kids act different with their moms than they do just
absolutely.
With the dads.
Yeah.
Or so just sometimes my stories seem made up when I say stuff about the kids, and he's like, but when I had them,
they're fine, right? Yes. No, it's the kids act a fool with the people they're most comfortable with.
Yes.
And that's mostly us because we're doing all the work.
And I'm constantly trying to work on myself to be like, whoa, I could have handled that situation completely different.
Right.
So I've got to work on me before I'm trying to work on my kid.
Right.
Because I handled that so not how I would want him to,
like, react from it or something. Yeah.
Because I see me and Eli when he's dealing with Carson.
Right. Oh, because he says the stuff that you say to Carson.
And,
yes.
like, temperament.
Yeah.
Or temper, like, the same. Like, he goes from 0 to 100 so quick.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, I do that.
You do that.
Yeah.
Yes, I have gotten to the point, like, I'll start to scream, and I realize, I'm like, wait, one, they're kids, and you know that,
yes.
too. I'm like, they're whatever. But then I kind of take a step back, and I'm like, I need to get on his level. You've actually told me that from Nana.
Yeah, she used to get down.
You get on the level, and then I always try to explain.
Yes.
I will pop my kids. I will pop Brody, and then I explain to him why.
Yes.
And he always understands.
Right.
So I've always done
and
that.
And that's what is so, like, loving about kids, with being forgiven.
Oh,
just
my God.
We were
I told you the other day. Yes.
They forget and forget.
And
they don't even know.
Not even 1 minute.
No, I know.
Like, poor Brody. He got in trouble. He had to stay outside, and I'm not even joking. And I went and took Taysom, gave him a bath in less than, I wasn't even taking Taysom's clothes off yet. Brody went and got his ice cream machine and walked in the room and said, Mama, what kind of ice cream you want? I'm like, you're supposed to be mad at me.
Right.
You're supposed to hate me right now.
Right.
Didn't even care.
Yeah.
It's the sweetest. They're so innocent. That's why we all give them grace. And
I
we
know.
All don't say no to them sometimes because they are kids.
And you know what's so crazy? Like, if we could view ourselves how our kids view us, like, they think, I mean, my kids tell me I'm beautiful when I literally feel like dog
duty. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I can tell when it's coming out of, like, genuineness of a kid. Like, I love you so much, Mama. You look so pretty.
Yeah.
Then there's Eli's age that I'm like, what do you want? But when Carson says it at, like, the most random times, I'm like, he told me I was so pretty when I was getting ready for that wig event.
Aw.
And I had the
cap on.
With no makeup, and I did not feel or look.
No,
you know, and I'm
all.
Like, wow.
Yep.
Kids see who they love.
Yes.
With zero imperfections.
Yep.
Like, they see your soul.
Yeah.
And I'm
absolutely.
Like, wow, can we view ourselves like that?
I know. I know, it's good.
So yeah, this was a lot.
That was overload. Such a good one.
But I hope that this resonates and sits with you as a single girl, as somebody in a relationship, as somebody getting married, a mom. There's so many people that this can hit.
Yep. Give yourself grace. Tell your friends to go listen to this podcast if you know somebody struggling, or obviously
we always cut up. And go see the Barbie movie.
Yeah, and go see the Barbie movie.
But wait, a spinoff of, I was thinking how we were kind of joking with all the Barbie impressions like prior to seeing the movie.
Okay.
I feel like if you did like a post-Barbie vibe.
Okay.
To me, every Barbie would look different now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I didn't know what to expect going into the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know storylines. I just knew what people's opinions were. But, like, my thing would be, like, okay, we're going to lose the animated, like, and we're going to have pimples, and we're going to have cellulite. And,
yes. And we're going to have flat feet.
Yes. We're going to have flat feet, but
funny.
Not at the bar. So, yeah, I think that was great, and everybody is perfectly imperfect.
Perfect.
How you are.
Mm-hmm.